Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Co-op Financial Services Think Virtual series. And in this clip, one of the keynote speakers, Francesca Gino, who is a Harvard Business School professor, talks about how folks or even organizations can broaden their perspective. And how do they do that? They ask questions. And who knew there was a whole science behind this? And so Francesca, she fills us in on how to do it. And great advice here for credit unions. And I tell you, you have to watch the entire presentation if you can from Francesca. She tells the best stories to kind of illustrate her point. So check it out.
Now, there is a lot of research that has been conducted on the importance of broadening our perspective and gaining perspective. And often we think that as we sit in our jobs with our expertise, we can best gain perspectives by just imagining how we would feel to be in somebody else's shoes, in our customer's shoes. And as it turns out, the research suggests that that approach is not that effective, that perspective taking is actually really hard. That is very difficult, despite our best intention, to put ourselves in the shoes of others. And in fact, when you look at research study after research studies, this conclusion is pretty consistent. What tends to help is asking questions. So is what is known as perspective getting. We reach out to customers, to our audience, and we ask them questions. We start a dialogue, if you will. That gives us a much better chance to actually produce solutions that tend to be quite good for the very audience or customers that we're trying to serve. Now, question asking also generates other types of benefits. This is one of the areas that where I spent a lot of my research time with colleagues, and we looked at asking questions across all sorts of contexts, from dating, that might seem a little bit of a strange one. We went also in question asking during sales calls. We also looked at question asking in the context of entrepreneurial pitching, as well as conversations that were also happening not only between humans, but between bots and humans in situations where we can rely on the technology to help with some of the services that we offer. And across all of these different contexts, what we find is that question asking is very powerful. Not only it allows us to gain perspective, because we get perspective, we learn from others, but also we get more appreciation from the very people that we're trying to serve. Liking, trust, loyalty, enjoyment all go up when we start that type of dialogue. And what is also interesting is that when we ask questions, it's also likely that we're going to start generating a conversations that allow us to learn more, again, from the very people that we're trying to influence and learn from. We're building a better relationship with the very people we're trying to serve if we start from an approach of asking questions in a way that allows us to start a dialogue. Now, the how we do so matters. Often, reaching out to others is something that, stated very simply, might stress us out. Maybe we have too many of the people we want to reach out to understand their individual perspective, but it's important to do that reaching out authentically. I'm going to give you a couple of quick examples about the power that authenticity has in every interaction. Again, with my colleagues, we look at this across all sorts of contexts. We found that when entrepreneurs pitch their ideas to potential venture capitalists, they're three times more likely to get money for their ventures when they're being authentic in their pitching. Or, considering a totally different context, we work with call centers in India at a company called Wipro Technologies. And what we found is that when people were experiencing more authenticity during the calls, because they made different decisions about, yes, following their script, but in their own styles. They experienced the job with more satisfaction, but they also performed at higher levels, as we know from the ratings on the customer calls. And they decided to stay with the organization for longer. And so it's not just about starting a dialogue, but it's making sure that we ask questions and we start that dialogue with a lot of authenticity.
Thank you very much, Francesca. And stay tuned for more coverage of Co-op Financial Services Think Virtual Series here on CU Broadcast.